We should never, ever forget that we are here today to worship the Supreme Lord, Lord Ramchandra. We also worship the Adi Purusha, the original Supreme, Lord Krishna on Janmashtami. We are following the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have transformed our lives to different degrees in a positive direction. And this is all by the mercy of His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You all know the story, how Srila Prabhupada gave his life's blood to bring the teachings of Gaudiya Vaishnavism to the Western world. So we owe him a great debt of gratitude, and as they say, for the veterans of the Second World War, lest we forget, they have Remembrance Day, lest we forget, we should always glorify Srila Prabhupada in any program that we have. You want to translate?
Okay, go ahead. You want to just sum it up after I finish now? Or?
How many people need translation of what I have just said? Okay, all right. Oh, well, let me just finish. It's almost finished. Pranam mantras can be said at the beginning, sung at the beginning, or they can be sung at the end. There's not a major difference. So today's program, we didn't start with Prabhupada's pranam mantra, so I finished it off with his pranam. But we are all basically Prabhupada anugas. We're all followers, or you can even say we are all disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So we should glorify them. That's my feeling. What do you think? Huh? Go ahead, sum it up.
Ne bismo mi tada trebali zaboraviti da smo se večeras ovdje okupili kako bi slavili gospodina Ramachandru i kako bi slavili Adi Purušu, izvornu svevišnju božansku osobu Sri Krišna. Također ne bismo mi tada trebali zaboraviti da smo svi ovdje zbog Šila Prabhupada koji je došao i donio Gaudiya Vaishnava sam predaju i filozofiju svjesnosti Krišna na zapad. Ne bismo nikada trebali zaboraviti ulogu Šila Prabhupada i Maharaj je dao komentar, odnosno prijedlog, čak i instrukciju, da bi trebali pjevati pranama mantru Šila Prabhupada, ako ne na početku programa, onda uvijek na kraju programa, na taj način uvijek sjećajući se Prabhupada i njegove veličine. Tako on je rekao da pošto nismo na početku pjevali, da je on na kraju pjevao.
So this is a community gathering.
Ovo je skup zajed.
I go from one end of the pendulum to the other. Okay. We don't have a large brahmachari ashram.
nemamo veliki promačan jašin.
If you walk out the door here, you will bump into the Franciscan monastery.
Ako izađete kroz ova vrata, na ljeteći na najčešće na samostan Svete Vatane.
Now, I would hope that most of them are brahmacharis.
Nadam se da su većina njih brahmacari.
And they have a congregation and they are the inspiration and they give guidance.
Oni imaju kongregaciju, oni su inspiracija i daju vodstvo.
But we are pioneers and we don't have a brahmachari ashram. This is basically a temple of family people, grihastas, and devotees who will become grihastas in the future.
Mi nemamo tako, mi smo pioniri, tako da nemamo razvijeni brahmachari ashram. Ovo je uglavnom hram koji sačinjavaju obiteljski ljudi ili brahmachari koji će u budućnosti postati obiteljski ljudi.
So it is everybody's responsibility to make sure that the proper standards are followed.
Tako na svima leži ta odgovornost da se pobrinemo da se slijede pravilni standard.
Now, I'm not saying that everyone should be a fault finder.
Ne govorim da bi svatko trebao pronalaziti greške, biti pronalazač greške.
There should be a very warm spirit of friendship and love between every member of the community.
Treba postati vrlo topli osjećaj prijateljstva i ljubavi među svim članovima zajednice.
Mystical how I'm ringing the bells, huh?
Mystično kako zvonim zvonim.
I have powers. I know how to start the bells going, but I don't know how to stop them. If we worship the deity or say that we love Krishna, but we don't love the devotees, then we are known as Kanishta Adhikaris, or very neophyte, low-grade devotees.
Ako obožavamo teitise, ako kažemo da volimo Krishnu, ali ne volimo Bhakte, tada smo Kanishta Adhikari, ili Bhakte na vrlo, na početnom nivou.
But the next standard, second-class devotee, he is known as Madhyam, and Prema Maitri Kripopeksha. He makes friends with the devotees.
Sljedeći nivo drugo razredni bhakta je poznat kao Madhya, on je prijatelj svih bhakta.
So we should be able to have a nice temple, follow the proper standards, and get input from each other in a positive spirit of love and devotion.
Tako bismo trebali moći imati fini hram, dobivati inspiraciju jedni od drugih i na taj način.
As a young brahmachari, I heard and read that a devotee prays to Krishna, please put me in a situation where I will be forced to surrender to you. My mind is very stubborn, and of my own I might resist, but if you force me, then I can succeed.
Kao brahmačari, mali brahmačari, čitao sam da se bhakte mole Krišni, molim te Krišna, stavi me u situaciju gdje se moram predati tebi. moj um je tvrdoglav i sam ja ću se možda opirati, ali molim te stavimo u tu situaciju da se jednostavno moram terati.
So we should see that our efforts to have a nice community program here, whatever trouble we undergo, is for our own purification.
Dakle, trebamo shvatiti da su naši pokušaj da napravimo program ovdje, bez obzira na koliko nevolja naišli, za naše vlastito pročišćenje.
And we should embrace or take up our duty enthusiastically in a positive spirit.
Tako bismo trebali entuzijastično uzeti našu dužnost pozitivnom raspoloženju.
So today is the appearance day of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra.
Danas je dan pojave Krišne božanske osobe, gospodina Ramachandra.
Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sridjami aham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in the practice of religious principles, at that time I take my incarnation to correct the situation.
Gospodin Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita, kada god i gdje god dođe do opadanja u slijeđenju religijskih principa, tada se ja prijavljam da ispravim tu situaciju.
The appearance of Lord Ramachandra is well documented in a very famous epic, a very famous book known as the Ramayan.
Pojava gospodina Ramachandre jako je puno dokumentirana u velikom epu poznat kao Ramayan.
Also, it is not known, just for your edification, it is not known as the Ramayan. Lord Ram doesn't get tired and yawn, but it's the Ramayan.
Pravilni je naglasak Ramaya.
You know what yawning is?
Ime gospodina Ramachandre ne postaje dosadno kada se rastegne Ram. Yawn znači zjevati.
I hear many people pronounce it as Ramayan.
Čujem da mnogo ljudi to izgovaraju kao Ramayan.
But you might as well hear what the correct pronunciation is on his appearance day. It's Ramayan. The authorized Ramayan is known as the Valmiki Ramayan.
Autorizirana Ramayana je poznata kao Valmiki Ramayana.
Valmiki was a disciple of Narad Muni. What happened was, Valmiki was a great thief and murderer and so many other things. I think he even took drugs, I don't know.
Valmiki je bio veliki lopov i ubica, mislim da se čak i drogira.
And he had the good fortune to meet Narada by chance, and he was asked to chant the names of the Lord.
Imao je veliku sreću da je sveo slučajno Narada Munija i on ga je zamolio da mantra imena gospodina.
But he was so sinful that he couldn't chant the names of the Lord. And this is a fact. Sometimes people are so covered by lust and anger and greed that you may even request them nicely. You may logically present to them evidence, why they should take up spiritual life, but they just can't do it. There's a block there.
To je činjenica. Ponekad jednostavno možete zamoliti ljude, logički im objasniti zašto da pjevaju i da pjevaju sveta imena, ali zbog toga što su prekriveni sa požudom pohlepom u zavisti, oni jednostavno to ne mogu. Postoji jedna blokada.
So, Narada, being very intelligent, told him that you don't try to chant the names of God, you chant the names of death.
Tako Narada Muni, pošto je bio jako inteligentan, rekao me, u redu, ne moraš mantrati imena Boga, mantra imena smrtnosti.
Sounds like a funny idea.
Zvuči kao smiješna ideja.
But anyway, Valmiki started to chant Mara, which is the Sanskrit word for death, or mrityu, but or Mara.
U tom slučaju Valmiki je počeo mantrati Mara, što je sanskritska riječ za smrt.
So he went on chanting Mara Mara Rama Rama Rama, and instead of Mara, it became Marama Rama, and it.
Tako je on mantrao tu mantru, ali kako je izgovarao, ona se poveže bude ime gospodina Ramachandra.
So in that way he was purified, and Narada instructed him in the beautiful story of the Ramayana.
Na taj način je postao pročišćen i Narada Muni mu je ispričao, dao mu instrukcije u vezi prekrasne priče Ramayana.
Now the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra had not even manifest at that time.
U to vrijeme zabave gospodina Ramachandra još nisu bile niti manifestirane.
More correct to say Lord Ramchandra had not manifest his pastimes.
Bilo bi pravilnije reći da gospodin Ramachandra nije manifestirao još te tarasne nove.
But still Narada, being Trikala Gya, or one who can see past, present and future, instructed Valmiki.
Ali ipak Narada Muni, pošto je bio Trikala Gya ili osoba koja vidi prošlost, sadašnjost i budućnost, dao je instrukcije tome Valmiki.
So that is a long story how Valmiki in meditation heard a beautiful bird chanting a particular song, and from that song he got the tune, or the meter, actually it's called the meter. I don't know how to explain meter. Huh? Oh, you know. Okay, he got the meter, how to chant the Ramayana.
Postoji prekrasna priča o tome kako je Valmiki u meditaciji čuo jednu pticu kako pjeva jednu melodiju koja je dobio metriku na kojoj će biti zapisana Ramayana.
And then he composed it at one sitting.
I tako je i sastavio.
And it was very, very beautiful. And he passed it on to his disciples. So the story, the word Ramayana means the travels of Rama. For your information, Ramachandra, Balarama, Parashurama, these are all expansions of Krishna, and they are included when we chant Hare Rama, Hare Krishna.
Za vašu informaciju, Ramachandra, Balarama i Parashurama, to su sve ekspanzije Krishna i uključene su kada mantramo Hare Rama, Hare Krishna.
We have, I say we because I was present during the construction of our Radha Ras Bihari temple in Bombay, and I spent many, many years there, some 25 years there. And we have Sita Ram deities there. Radha Rasa Bihari.
U hramu Radha Rasa Bihari mi imamo, Maharaj kaže mi, zbog toga što je on bio prisutan kad se gradio taj hram, imamo deitise gospodina Ramachandra.
So, Lord Chaitanya instructed us to chant the Maha Mantra and to keep it very simple.
Gospodin Chaitanya nam je dao instrukciju da mantramo Maha Mantru i da je držimo vrlo jednostavno.
We don't have very good memory in this age. For example, well, I'd be better. Anyway, my translator couldn't remember, or maybe just didn't hear Radha Ras Bihari. I forget what I said 10 minutes ago. So, in this age, it is better to keep everything singular and very simple. There are many mantras in the Vedas. But Srila Prabhupada said, let there be one mantra, Hare Krishna mantra. There are many scriptures. The Vedas are so, the books of knowledge known as the Vedas are so vast that you could not study them thoroughly in one lifetime.
Vedski spisi sadrže toliko i toliko knjiga da ne bi mogli proučiti u jednom životu.
So let there be one book, the Bhagavad Gita.
Tako neka bude jedna knjiga, Bhagavad Gita.
And let there be one sacrifice, Sankirtan, Yajna.
Neka bude jedna žrtva, Sankirtan, Yajna.
That way there is a hope that we won't get distracted or confused and we'll be able to achieve success.
Na taj način postoji nada da nas nešto neće omesti, da nećemo biti zbunjeni, da ćemo na taj način moći dostići uspjeh.
Some people get attracted to Eastern religion because it has an exotic flavor.
Neke ljude privuče istočnjačka vjera zbog toga što ima egzotični okus.
When Srila Prabhupada first went to New York, there were some swamis there in uptown Manhattan, uptown New York. The two expressions, uptown and downtown. Downtown was for the poor people, or poor in relative to the uptown. The uptown was for all the wealthy.
Kada je Srila Prabhupada došao u New York, tada su već tamo bili neki svami i oni su bili u gornjem Manhattanu. Postoje gornji i donji. Gornje za u jednom smislu riječi bogatije ljude, a donji je za siromašne.
So all the big nightclubs and all the big multi-million dollar condominiums are uptown New York. And the biggest place would be Fifth Avenue and 59th Street.
Tako su svi najveći klubovi i velike bogataške kuće na gornjem Manhattanu i postoji jedna vrlo popularna ulica u kojoj se nalazi sve te skupe dućani.
Donald Trump has his Trump Towers, uptown Manhattan.
Donald Trump ima svoje Trumpove tornjeve u gornjem dijelu Manhattan.
The place where so many movie stars and socialites live is along Central Park, which is uptown Manhattan.
Mjesto gdje sve filmske zvijezde i poznati gradski dužnosnici žive, to je sve u gornjem dijelu Manhattan.
So it was fashionable at that time for people to get together and while drinking their martinis discuss, oh, I have a guru, who is your guru?
Tako je bilo u modi da ljudi kada se nađu i piju svoje martinije diskutiraju o tome ko je njihov guru, kako imaju gurua.
So one very wealthy older lady who was holding a big party at her house, she wanted to show off Prabhupada, or I don't know what exactly she wanted, but she invited Prabhupada to come.
I tako je jedna starija, jako bogata gospođa htjela pokazati ljudima Prabhupada ili kod nas šta, u svakom slučaju pozvala je Šila Prabhupada da dođe na jedan domjenak.
So Prabhupada was new to New York and he thought, wealthy person, maybe there's an opportunity to preach the mission of Lord Chaitanya, so he went.
Tako Šila Prabhupada, pošto je bio novi u New Yorku, pomislio je, pa možda tu ima prilika za propovjedanje, bogati ljudi, možda ima neka prilika za propovjedanje.
But this lady, this socialite, she had some other plans for Prabhupada.
Ali ta dama je imala neke druge planove za Šila Prabhupada.
So he sat in one room, the drawing room or something, and he just sat on the couch, Hare Krishna, Krishna, the whole time.
Tako je Šila Prabhupada sjeo u jednu sobu i samo je mantra Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, cijelo vrijeme.
And then he left.
I onda je otišao.
So some people think that that is, some people take to Eastern mysticism or whatever, because it's the in thing to do, it's exotic, it's attractive.
Tako neki ljudi prihvate istočnjačku religiju kao neki misticizam, možda zato što je to jednostavno u trendu.
But those who are actually interested in transcendental knowledge, who want a result to their association, to their, they want some fruit from their austerities.
Ali osobe koje uistinu zanima duhovni život, koji žele neke rezultate za svoje strogosti,
they know that the key is to follow the instructions of a perfect spiritual master, a devotee of the Lord, whatever we are asked to do.
Oni znaju da je ključ uspjeha u slijeđenju iskrenog bonafide duhovnog učitelja bez obzira što traži.
So we try to keep things very simple, and Valmiki, his Ramayana, is also coming down to us through disciplic succession.
Tako stvari pokušavamo držati jednostavnima i zato i Valmikijeva Ramayana dolazi preko učeničkog nasljeđa.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Saivayam mayatedya yoga prokta puratana bhaktosi me sakacheti rahasyam yetad uttamam evam parampara praptam imam rajashayo vidu sa kalenea mata yoga nashta parantapa. The science of yoga has been lost, but it has to come down through parampara, and Arjuna, I'm instructing you.
Gospodin Krishna Bhagavad Gita kaže da je znanost Bhakti Yoga izgubljena i ona treba doći kroz učeničko nasljeđe i zato te Arjuna poručava to.
So there are many unauthorized editions of the Ramayana which are not coming in parampara, and although they may seem like they are the same as any other edition of the Ramayana, they are in fact capable of polluting one's consciousness.
Tako postoje mnogo izdanja, neautorizirani izdanja Ramayane, koji ne dolaze iz učeničkog nasljeđa, iako možda izgledaju kao i svako drugo izdanje Ramajana, oni su sposobni da zagade svijesti.
It is stated in the Shastra that one should not hear from an abhakta or a non-devotee of the Lord sarpochista yathapaya. It will have poisonous effects, just like milk, which looks like milk, but is touched by the lips of a serpent, will have poisonous effects if you drink it.
U šastrama je rečeno da osoba ne bi trebala slušati abakte zbog toga što iako na dati primjer mlijeka, iako mlijeko možda izgleda kao i svako drugo obično mlijeko, u tom slučaju je ga je dotakla otrovna zmija i ima otrovni učinak.
So, Lord Ramchandra, or rather, as I said earlier, whenever there's a decline in religious principles, Lord Krishna appears, and he appeared as Lord Ramchandra because the demigods were being greatly oppressed by the demons.
Kao što sam rekao ranije, gospodin Krišna se pojavlja kada dođe do opadanja religijskih principa. Tako se gospodin Krišna pojavlja kao Ramachandra zbog toga što su polubogovi bili uvelike ugnjetavani od strane Ravana.
The Ramayana is actually on one level it's relatively simple. It's a story of love, violence, intrigue, all the good things that people like nowadays.
Ramayana je na jednom nivou poprilično jednostavna priča o ljubavi, o intrigi, o zločinu, svim stvarima što ljudi danas vole.
On another level, it is actually a great philosophical treatise, but people are not inclined to hear philosophy. They don't have the intelligence to understand it.
S druge strane, to je Ramayana je jako duboko filozofsko djelo, ali ljudi nemaju želju, nemaju inteligenciju da slušaju filozofiju.
Therefore, the philosophy is given to us in story form, it's couched, just like you have a couch that you sit on. So it's, the couch is comfortable. So the philosophy is couched in story form.
Tako je u Ramayani filozofija data u tom obliku priče. Na neki način je umotana u tu priču, tako da je možemo uzeti.
And there, it's a very intricate web of karma and reaction, retribution.
To je vrlo intrigantna mreža karme, reakcija, osvete.
For example, the two main demons in the Ramayana, Ravana and Kumbhakarna, are actually great devotees of the Lord.
Na primjer, dvoje najvećih demona u Ramayani, Ravana i Kumbhakarna, su biti veliki bhakti gospodin.
They are actually the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, Jai and Vijay.
Oni su biti čuvari ulaza na Vaikuntha, Jai i Vijay.
Jai and Vijay were acting as gatekeepers, doing their duty, when the four boy sadhus, the kumaras, came to Vaikuntha to meet Vishnu.
Jai i Vijay su stali na ulazu na vratima Vrindavana kada su četiri mudraca koji su imali tijela djece došli da se nađu sa gospodinom Vishnu.
And in the line of duty, they said, halt, nobody can enter.
i pošto su tu stali kao čuvari, rekli su stoj, niko ne može ući na ovaj put.
But they didn't take into account that these four little boys were actually the greatest sages in the universe and had by their own choice remained as little children so that they wouldn't grow up to puberty and even develop lusty desires.
Ali nisu uzeli obzir da su ta četiri mudraca koja su imala tijela djece zapravo bili najveći mudraci u univerzumu koji su po svojoj vlastitoj volji izabrali da ostanu mala djeca tako da nikad ne dođu u pubertet i budu pod utjecajem.
Vaikuntha, you will go to the material world and you will become big demons.
Past ćete sa vaših položaja u Vaikunti, past ćete u materijalni svijet i postat ćete veliki demoni.
So then Lord Vishnu appeared there. He came out from Vaikuntha to the gate. And when he found out what had happened, it was a problem for him.
I onda se gospodin Vishnu pojavio, došao je na vrata Vaikunte i kada je doznao što se desilo, to mu je bio problem.
On the one hand, these powerful brahmanas, their curse could not go without having effect, and on the other side, his devotees, Jai and Vijay, he didn't want to see them suffer in the material world.
S jedne strane tu su stali vrlo moćni brahmane i njihova kletva nije mogla otići uzalud bez da se ispuni, a s druge strane su stali njegovi bhakte i on nije htio da ih gleda kako pati materijalnom svijetu.
So he came up with a solution. He said, you have to go to the material world, but you can have three births as my enemy, or how many was it? Seven births as my devotee. You can be in the material world, be my devotee, and be relatively happy, or you can be demons, and I'll come and kill you.
I tako je gospodin Vishnu došao do rješenja, možete otići na materijalni svijet, možete živjeti tri života kao veliki demoni ili možete živjeti sedam života kao moj bhakte, bit ćete relativno sretni. Ili možete tri života biti kao demoni, ja ću vas ubiti.
So Jai and Vijay, they didn't want to be away from Lord Krishna's association, Lord Vishnu's association, for very long. So they said, we'll take three births as demons, please.
I tada su Jai i Vijay, pošto nisu htjeli dugo izbivati iz društva gospodina Vishnu, rekli, mi ćemo uzeti tri života kao demoni.
So their first appearance was as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and their second appearance was as Ravan and Kumbhakarna. They were killed as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and then now they have come to the Ramayana.
I tako su se prvi put rodili kao Hiranyakashipu i Hiranyaksha, i koji su gospodin Krishna ubio, i onda su se drugi put pojavili kao Ravana i Kumbhakarna.
There are so many wonderful characters in the Ramayana. The Ramayana is some 24,000 verses in Sanskrit.
Ramayana postoji negdje oko 24,000 stihova sanskrita i postoji jako puno prekrasnih stihova.
Next to the Mahabharata, it is one of the largest epics.
Mahabharata to je jedan od najvećih epika.
And it was originally composed in six books.
Originalno je sastavljeno u šest knjiga.
And then finally there was a sequel, the seventh book.
Onda nastala sedma knjiga.
The story is that Jai and Vijay took birth as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And Ravana performed austerities, great austerities, and he became very powerful and he conquered the whole universe.
priča jedne tako da se Jai Vijay rodili kao Ravana i Kumbhakarna i Ravana je radio jako, jako velike sprovesti kako bi postao vrlo moćan i to je učinio i osvojio cijeli univerzum.
He was very arrogant, very powerful, and he had one very interesting feature.
Bio je jako arrogantan, vrlo moćan, imao jednu jako zanimljivu osobinu.
He had 10 heads.
No, je 10 glava.
But he had an enormous body, a powerful body. He had mystical powers. He was actually a brahmana.
Imao je ogromno moćno tijelo, imao je mistične moći, zapravo je bio brahmana.
And he was very, very lusty.
Bio je vrlo, vrlo požudan.
Lust has expansions, and one of them is the desire to control.
Požuda ima ekspanzije, jedna od njih je želja za kontrolu.
Labha, puja, and pratishta, profit, adoration, and distinction. These are the byproducts of intense lust. Profit, adoration, and distinction.
Profit, obožavanje i minnost. To su tri nusproizvoda.
So there's two things going on simultaneously in the Ramayana, the story of Ravana's ascension to power, to a position of power, and a description of the Ikshvaku dynasty in which Lord Ramchandra appears and how they are developing.
Tako u Ramayani imamo dvije paralelne priče, jedna je o usponu Ravane do njegovog položaja moći, a druga je o Ikshvaku dinastiji u kojoj se pojavio gospodin Ramachandra.
So, the Ikshvaku dynasty at this period is headed by one Dasarath, King Dasarath, and he has four main wives.
I u tome momentu na čelu Ikshvaku dinastije je Dasharat i on ima četiri žene.
And his two most attractive wives are Kaushalya, who was his first wife, and Kaikeyi, who is a young and very beautiful wife.
Tako su njegove dvije najljepše žene bile Kaushalya i Kaikeyi.
So, by the grace of God, at a late age, Dasarath gets four sons from his four principal wives, and these sons will be the heir to his throne.
Tako milošću, Božjom milošću, Dasarath u svojoj kasnijoj dobi dobiva četiri sina koja će biti nasljednici njegova trona.
So that is a very, very interesting thing also, because they were all born, Dasarath got a benediction from Agastya, was it? Or Angira, I can't remember. There was a sacrifice in which Dasarath got a special potion to give to his wives so that they could bear powerful sons.
I u tome postoji vrlo zanimljiva priča kako je Dasharat u biti dobio blagoslove, dobio je jedan naputak uz pomoć kojih njegove žene mogu začeti sin.
So he gave this fruit of the yagya, which had the blessings of this powerful sage, to his four wives, and the oldest wife, Kaushalya, although they all received the blessings at the same time practically, but the oldest wife, Kaushalya, her son was born first.
Tako je on dao taj vrlo moćan naputak svojim ženama, iako su sve praktično isto vrijeme dobile taj blagoslov, Kaushalya je prva rodila.
And Bharata, who was the son of Kaikeyi, he was born second. So, and then Lakshman and Shatrughna. But it was destined that Ramchandra would inherit the throne.
Zato se Bharat, koji je bio sin od Kaikeyi, rodio drugi, i onda su došli Shatrughna i Lakshman, i tako na taj način je bilo predodređeno da Ramachandra postane nasljednik trona.
So as the material world is, and as palace life is, there was a lot of intrigue around this, the fact that Ram would inherit the throne and not Bharat, and one of the servants of Kaikeyi, her name was Mantara, she had a hunchback, and she inspired Kaikeyi to become very envious of Kaushalya, and she forced Dasarath to banish Ramchandra to the forest.
Pošto je Bharat bio rođen drugi i nije bio nasljednik trona, Kaikeyi je imala sluškinju koja se zvala Mantara i ona je bila pogrbljena, imala je veliku grbu i ona je nagovorila, inspirirala Kaikeyi da napravi takvi zaplet da Bharat postane nasljednik trona.
So, Lord Ramchandra agreed to go to the forest very quickly out of service to his father, and there's a whole story behind that also in involving Dasarath being cursed when he was a young king, and the curse was that he would die without having his dear son close to him.
I tako je gospodin Ramachandra pristao da ode u šumu iz ljubavi kao služba prema svom ocu. I postoji također priča kako je Dasharat bio proklet da umre, da mu sin nije njegov, kad sin ne bude u njegovoj blizini.
You can see how the web of karma is very, very intricate in this great epic, this great story. It's full of intrigue, and it's very exciting.
Možete vidjeti kako je ta mreža karme vrlo intrigantna i vrlo zapletena u tome epu Ramayana.
If you like Bhagavad Gita, but sometimes the philosophy is a little bit hard to go through, then I encourage all of you to read the Ramayana and the Mahabharata, because they are books that once you pick up and start reading, you won't put them down. They're very exciting.
Ako volite Bhagavad Gita, ali ponekad vam je filozofija jednostavno preteška za progutati, onda bih sve savjetovao i ohrabrio da pročitate Mahabharatu i Ramayana. Jer to su knjige koje jednom kad uzmete, bit će jako teško da ih ispustite.
In the forest, while Ramchandra is there, his wife Sita Devi, the most beautiful lady in all of creation, known as Janaki, she was actually born from the earth without any apparent mother or father. She accompanies him along with his brother Lakshman.
Poznata kao Janali Devi, ona je u biti rođena iz zemlje bez neke očite majke ili oca.
While they're living in the forest, Ravan hears about the ravishing beauty of Sita. He develops a desire to possess her.
I pošto je Sita Devi najljepša osoba u cijeloj kreaciji, Ravana, dok je ona živjela u šumi, je čuo njezinoj ljepoti i tako se u njemu razvila požudna želja i on je želio da je ima.
He comes to the forest where they're living and he takes the form of a sadhu, a sannyasi, although he's a demon, he takes the dress of a sadhu to trick Sita Devi into coming with him.
I tako dok su živjeli u šumi, Ravana je došao, uzeo je formu Saduva, iako je bio veliki demon, i prišao je Sitadevi na taj način da je prevari da pođe s njim.
This is interesting, and it's a lesson for all of us also. There are occasions in Shastra when demons have actually assumed the form of saintly persons to...
To je jako interesantno za nas i jako poučno za nas, jer i u šastrama također možemo vidjeti da postoje trenuci kada su demoni, vrlo veliki demoni, uzeli oblike svetaca.
Indra, Lord Indra, the king of the demigods, he also took the dress of a sannyasi to cheat King Prithu out of some honor.
Tako je Indra, kralj polubog Raja, uzeo odjeću sanjasija kako bi prevario kralja Prithu.
In Bengali there is a saying, Eota eka kalir chela nake tila gantai mala. Just see, here's a devotee of Kali. He looks like a Vaishnava. He wears tilak on his forehead. He has kanti on his neck. And, you know, he looks like the real thing. But in actual fact, he's a cheater.
Bengalu postoji jedna izreka. Pogledaj samo Bhakti Kalija. On izgleda kao Bhakta. Ima tilak na čelu. Oblači se kao Bhakta. Ali to u istinu nije.
So the lesson is that we should not be superficial, we should study the scripture, we should know the qualifications of a saintly person, and try to associate with advanced devotees and avoid the association of neophyte devotees.
Da ne bismo trebali biti površni, trebali bismo proučavati filozofiju, čitati šastre, naučiti koji su simptomi svete osobe i truditi se da se družimo sa vrlo naprednim bhaktama, a izbjegavamo blisko društvo bhakte početnika.
Actually, maybe I should say we should be equanimical in the association of neophyte devotees, because probably we're all neophyte.
Možda bi biti treba reći da bismo u društvu Bhakta trebali se ponašati kao na jednakom nivou zbog toga što smo vjerojatno svim Bhakta početni.
Or how will the neophyte devotees ever advance if nobody ever associates with them?
Kako će Bhakta početnici ikad napredovati ako se nikad ne druži s njima?
But anyway, Ravan assumes the form of a sannyasi and then he steals Sita away to his kingdom in Sri Lanka.
U svakom slučaju Ravana uzima odjeću sanjasija i ukrade majku Situ i odnese u svoje kraljevstvo u Sri Lanku.
He has a tremendous kingdom there with billions and billions of rakshasas.
Tamo ima nevjerovatno kraljevstvo sa bilionima i bilionima rakshasa.
And the whole place is filled with golden palaces, golden buildings, golden everything practically.
Tako je cijelo mjesto ispunjeno sa zlatnim palačama, sa zlatnim zgradama, praktično je sve bilo zlato.
And there is a story, an interesting story. You can pursue this, but I was just in Brazil, and they know about it there. Kumbhakarna actually made a tunnel underground, under the ocean, from Sri Lanka to Brazil, and he got all his gold from Brazil and brought it to Lanka.
Postoji priča, možete se i sami raspitati o tome, ja sam bio nedavno u Brazilu, to sam isto čuo, da je Kumbhakarna u biti izgradio veliki tunel koji vodi od Sri Lanke do Brazila i tamo dobio svo svoje zlato, izveo zlato iz Brazila i punio u Sri Lanku.
So anyway, Lord Ram came after Ravan, and he had no army. He was alone in the forest, but he engaged Vali and Jambavan, K. king of the monkeys and king of the bears, and they brought millions and millions of monkeys and bears to fight a great battle with Ravana.
I tako je gospodin Ramachandra jako u početku nije imao nikakvu vojsku otišao u potragu, otišao je u potragu za Ravanom i među vremenu je uključio i Balija i Džambavana, kralja Majmuna i Medvjeda i na kraju su skupili ogromnu vojsku i svi su krenuli na Lanku.
And that story is very, very wonderful. Ultimately, Ramchandra killed the ten-headed Ravana and rescued Sita from Lanka and returned victorious to Ayodhya.
I to je jako, jako zanimljiva, intrigantna priča. Na kraju gospodin Ramachandra ubiva desetoglavog Ravanu, spašava majku Situ i vraća se kao pobjednik u Ayodhya.
Unfortunately, this evening is not long enough to discuss the wonderful pastimes of Lord Ramchandra in the Ramayana. In fact, in India, they have continuous day and even night reading of Ramayana for 9 days straight.
Tako, nažalost, ova večer nije dovoljno duga da bismo diskutirali pobliže o gospodinu Ramachandri i njegovoj pojavi. Naime, u Indiji je takav običaj da 9 dana zaredom, dan i noć, čitaju Ramayana.
And these Ramayana katha or readings of Ramayana take place all over India today.
Danas ta Ramayana katha ili čitanja o Ramayani se svugdje u Indiji održavaju.
And tens of thousands and sometimes hundreds of thousands of people come to attend. The idea is that if you continuously hear the nectar of Lord Ram, who appeared as a human being but was actually the Supreme Lord incarnated,
konstantno slušamo o nektar, nektarskim pričama o pojavi gospodina Krišne koji se pojavio kao Ramachandra, kao običan čovjek.
The pastimes of Lord Ramchandra will come alive in your mind, in your heart, and you'll forget all your miseries in life because it's like drinking nectar. It's very sweet.
I zabava gospodina Ramachandra će se tada manifestirati u našem srcu i našim umovima i zaboravit ćemo sve nevolje i brige jer je to vrlo nektarsko.
I was just reading one of the last books of the Ramayana, the story of Lord Ram rescuing Sita.
Baš sam čitao zadnju knjigu Ramayane, koja je opisana priča kako je gospodin Ramachandra spasio Situ.
And the love between between Lord Ramchandra and Sita is so deep and so heartfelt that you can practically see them in front of you. You can practically feel their love for one another.
Ljubav između gospodina Ramachandra i Sita je tako duboka da jednostavno možete je osjetiti ispred sebe.
And when Ravana took Sita for some 9 months or so to his kingdom, to his palace, the integrity of Lord Rama, or the honor of his dynasty, was compromised.
Kada je Ravana oteo Situ i držao je negdje oko 9 mjeseci, integritet ili čast dinastije Ramachandre je dovedeno pitanje.
So to defend the honor of his family after going through so much trouble to rescue Sita, he told her, "Now I have rescued you, you can go as you like. You can go with Lakshman, you can go with Hanuman, or you can go on your own. I cannot take you."
I nakon što je učinio toliko veliki napor da obrani tu čast i da spasi majku Situ, gospodin Ramachandra, nakon što je spasio, je rekao: u redu, sad si slobodna, možeš ići sa Lakšmanom, možeš ići sa Hanumanom, možeš ići sama, ja te ne mogu prihvatiti.
And the language that is used to describe this scene is so heartbreaking, it brings tears to your eyes, actually. It's Lord Ram loves Sita so much, but he's got to banish her away.
Jezik kojim je opisana ta scena, ta priča je tako srceslamajući da vam suza jednostavno dolazi na oči, jer gospodin Ramachandra je toliko volio Situ, ali mora je odbaciti.
And Sita Devi is completely shocked. She has waited only for this moment to be reunited with her husband. She practically, during those 9 months, ate nothing and kept herself in a totally unkempt condition. Means totally, she didn't do anything with her hair or her clothes. She wore the same clothes. She resisted Ravana's lusty advances.
Majka Sita je bila totalno na šoku, ona je svi ti 9 mjeseci samo čekala gospodina Ramachandru da je spasi, praktično nije jela ništa, nije se uopće uređivala, svoju kosu nije uopće namještala i stalno je odbijala te pokušaje Ravane da je zavede i stalno ga je gurala.
So she just couldn't tolerate the thought of being separated from Lord Ram, so she said, I would rather burn up in fire. And she said, let me have a fire, I will burn.
Majka Sita jednostavno nije mogla podnijeti tu pomisao da bude odvojena od Ramachandre. I rekla je, rađe ću izgoriti u vatri nego da se to desi. Jednostavno napravite vatru i ja ću.
And then Lord Ramachandra looked to Lakshman and said, motioned to him to build a funeral pyre for Sita, and Lakshman couldn't believe his ears. And although he couldn't think of doing it, he had so much love and affection for Sita as his mother, or means thinking her of as a beautiful chaste lady, but he knew the anger of his brother, Lord Ramachandra, and he had to obey, so he created a funeral, pile of wood.
Tako je gospodin Ramachandra rekao Lakshmanu da sagradi tu vatru. I gospodin Lakshman jednostavno nije mogao vjerovati da zatraži od njega i bio je jako šokiran radi toga, jer je gajio vrlo, vrlo duboko poštovanje i ljubav kao prema Siti, kao prema jednoj vrlo čestitoj ženi, kao prema majci. Ali ipak znao je duboki gnjev koji je bio gospodinu Ramachandri i jednostavno ga je poslušao i sagradio je vatru.
So then Sita enters the fire, calling upon all the demigods that if she has ever been unfaithful in deed or in thought or in any way to her husband, let the flames burn her up, but if she hasn't, that they should come and save her, and which they do, and Agni actually brings her out of the fire and chastises Lord Ramachandra that she's completely pure, why you have embarrassed her in this way.
I tako Sita ulazi u tu vatru i pritom si molila svim polubogovima, ako je ikada bila nevjerna gospodinu Ramachandri ili dijelom ili čak u mislima, neka je izgori u toj vatri, ako ne, neka je spase. I Agni osobno je došao i majku Situ izvadio iz vatre i čak je i izgrdio gospodina Ramachandri. Kako je mogao ostaviti Situ kroz takvu patnju, kroz takvu neugodnost?
It's such a beautiful story. You can't believe it. You have to read it. I mean, before I became a devotee, I read a lot, and I've read all the classics. right from Harold Robbins to, you name it, Dostoevsky, Shakespeare. But this is a love story with the Supreme Lord and his consort, and it's so beautiful.
Jednostavno, tako prekrasna knjiga da je morate pročitati. Prije što sam postao bata, puno sam čitao I pročitao sam sve klasike, Dostojevskog, Tolstoja, ali ovo je jednostavno tako prekrasna ljubavna priča u vezi gospodina I njegove pratilje. Jednostavno je morate pročitati.
Jai Sri Ram Chandra Bhagavan ki
jai.
Sri Sri Ram Nomi ki
jai.
So now we'll have aroti, and we'll have very lively, ecstatic kirtan. And when you're tired, there'll be prasadam.
Sudha Swami ki
Jai.